I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, mercifully that's over, and we can actually attempt some form of entertainment now. Holy God. I don't know how anyone is watching this team on a full-time basis. Welcome in on a Wednesday. I'll leave the Gattis stuff alone there because that was 100 words of basically kind of, sort of, maybe. You'll know Harbaugh is not involved with the offense when it's like late third quarter and the team has stumbled and bumbled around all day, and all of a sudden you don't see fullback dives. Then I'll believe it. I've got something a lot more interesting to get into, but first, a reminder, and I know Sully's going to schedule one of his little social media postings here, but a new episode of the pod is out, always aggravated, but it's a special one, like more special than the rest. It is our complete fantasy football crackout. I go top to bottom for you. I mean, Mike, how many players did I cover? We had to be hundreds, thousands.
Yeah, I mean, you figure at least, what, 40, 50 per position?
I covered players whose own families don't realize they're in the league. Took care of business. It's
great.
Up there.
Yeah.
And it was an extended edition. So for any of you Rubik's Cubes who complain, oh, my God, 45 minutes. Wow, I want an hour. This is like an hour and 20 minutes of goodness. It's everything you'll need. I know everyone's drafting soon. So what we're setting up is you go, and again, it's free. It's no skin off your back. You subscribe, you download it, you listen to it at your leisure. And then anything I didn't address, anything you disagree with or have a question about, Sully's going to set up one of these fantasy football mailbags that I will do in 2 weeks.
Doing it right now, actually.
Yeah. Oh, they're live.
Multitasking. See, live. I'm talking to you on the radio, and I'm about to post this on Instagram, at Valeni Podcast.
Tremendous.
But yeah, no, and we look, whenever we do the mailbag segments, we get so many responses, so I'm sure we'll get a lot here for football as well.
Well, and again, and I know I announced this on the pod, but I'm not going to assume everyone has downloaded it, even though you should. We are doing a second pod starting the week before football season, and it's going to be a football-specific podcast. And there's only one catch. You're going to have to subscribe to this one, too. It's not going to be called Always Aggravated. It's going to be something separate. And look, here's the problem. The idea is done, and because this company takes 8 million years to approve anything, I'm still working on a logo, so I can't even tell you to go subscribe to it yet because this company doesn't have its stuff together. That's inappropriate, Steve Ballmer. Listen, I will get, when the name is approved, I'll get it to you. We are on schedule, but that one, you're going to get 45 minutes of college and NFL talk. We're going to preview games, talk about the betting angle of it. And look, it'll be nice background noise for you, all football, uninterrupted. So handle your business with that. I've basically guaranteed you a league championship, so you can feel like me, a league champion, and we're good to go. Mike, anything else, any other house cleaning items before we begin?
No, I think you pretty much covered it.
Let's talk about Andre Drummond because, boy, this to me is one I think it's an easy choice. But Andre Drummond has a new diet. Now, he's been active. We've seen him shooting three-pointers. We've seen him rapping. Now Drummond apparently is doing a beer a day. But in order to have a beer a day, Andre Drummond's new diet is he no longer eats red meat. Oh, that now we got a major problem here. But Sully, last night, because Sully and I had a little dinner together, I brought this up as a joke, and he goes, oh, my God, this is an unbelievable topic. And I thought
he didn't do the normal voice that you do for me either.
Oh.
You know what, Mike? That would be a great topic to do on the radio program tomorrow.
This is unbelievable. No, so I had asked Sully the question. I go, this guy's having a beer every day, which sounds like every guy's dream, and he's cut red meat out, which would be my personal nightmare. If you had to give up one so you could have the other, what would it be? Like Drummond's, look, I don't know the science behind what Drummond's doing. It's his business. I don't really care what he looks like, what he does. It comes down to numbers. It comes down to, does he earn his $27 million a year? But if I put the average guy to a choice here, that you've got to take up the Drummond lifestyle where you can either have beer every day, but no red meat, or you can have red meat, but you ain't ever sipping a bubbly again. Which way do you go? And I fired off a quick answer. It wasn't even a hesitation for me. The beer would go bye-bye. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. A life without red meat, that's just not life at all. I can't. I can't survive. I mean, I eat all kinds, but like red meat.
That's such a tough question.
It's, Mike, to me,
it's not. I think people be 50-50 on this.
I don't.
Now, is White Claw considered beer? I have to ask that. No, I'm totally joking.
No, you are such a millennial.
We're not talking about, let's be clear with this, because people are going to be asking us. We're not talking about alcohol just in general, specifically beer here. That's so tough. See, personally, I don't drink a ton of beer. I'm more of a liquor guy. So that's right, Roberto.
Jesus,
so I would do, I can't give up red meat. There's just no way.
Never have a beer again.
I would have to because I do eat red meat all the time.
All right. No, I'm saying you make the commitment. You're going to go the Drummond route. You're going to go the opposite though. You need your red meat. You're ditching the beer. What if I take it a step further? Hold on. Take it a step further. Let's have some fun with this now, because I know what you're going to do. And we all know Roberto's middle name is Tito's. If you had to cut red meat or all forms of alcohol.
Oh, no-brainer. Red meat. I mean, that is such a quick answer. That's not even a question.
I would never drink again. I cannot give up red meat.
Wow, and that's
I mean, Drummond,
too.
Listen, like I told you, Andre Drummond's doing this. I'm sure he's got a nutritionist and a chef, and there's science behind it. Do whatever you want. It all comes down to how you play. It's your business. But there is no way in H-E-double-L hell I'm giving up red meat. I would forego alcohol forever.
Never another
Never.
Bourbon,
nope,
another
doesn't
beer.
Matter. Doesn't matter.
Tito's, certainly.
Nope. Throw it all out. Mike, we're talking about... Listen! Hold on, David. Now, this isn't fair. David doesn't drink.
I mean, you can replace red meat.
I got it. David, red meat or church? Got to give up one.
Well, I'm giving up red meat.
Stop it. You don't like your uncle that much.
It's not about him. I'm giving up red meat.
Then what would the comparative be for David?
Yeah, there is no comparative here. Oh, Steelers football. See, I'm not giving up Steelers football. I guess I'll have to give up red meat.
Red meat or your children?
Well, my children got to go. So
that's right. Be a lot cheaper.
No.
I want to ask the people, though. I mean, Andre Drummond's diet is something interesting. He's having a beer every day. I'm not trying to make this out like there's some kind of a substance issue here. He's having one beer a day, but he's giving up red meat. If I put you to the same choice, go ahead. Red meat or alcohol, which way are you going? Am I nuts that I would just say to hell with all forms of alcohol? I mean, Roberto, forget it. I know your answer. Just forget it.
One beer seems like more torture than no beers.
Yeah. Why?
Because it's like eating chips. You can't just have one.
No, but like...
Crazy.
Yeah, but hold on. Why can't you just have one beer?
I don't know anyone that does that. I got to be honest. You do not.
Absolutely. No, I don't drink much beer anyways. That's why I extended the whole thing to alcohol. Wow. Roberto, there's a reason I'm getting smaller and you're getting bigger. Let's analyze this a little bit. You just can't do it every day. I'm saying, hold on. So if it's red meat or alcohol, you would nix the red meat?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, time out. We're going to go next level. I want to see your commitment to alcohol. Are you ready?
Sure.
Italian food, all forms, or alcohol? You're Andre Drummond. What's the call? I'll look at him rubbing his head. He's sweating. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would give up the alcohol.
Wow. No, you're not confident.
How about that? David, how about that? Italian food is his church,
yeah,
David.
That's my red meat. That's like, gotta have it.
All right, so look, Drummond, he's having a beer a day, but he cut out red meat. That's the balance. I'm asking you, the fans out there, which way do you go? If I said red meat or beer, or if you're not a beer drinker, let's say you're a quote, as Sully said, liquor guy, straight up, which goes, the red meat or the alcohol? There's no way I would give up red meat.
Yeah, red meat would have to go. I mean, you could say...
outside of you putting it as red meat or oxygen, well, red meat's got to go.
You could say,
there's nothing.
Take 5 years off my life and you can never drink again. I'll say, okay, you're taking 5 years off my life. I mean, I would miss out on so much fun.
No, you wouldn't.
Of course I would.
Mike, you're 26. You don't talk this way once you're old and dead like David, and Roberto.
But if it was a situation, hey, 87 or 82, but you can never drink again, I would miss out on so much fun, tailgates, going out to the bar.
But how do you know you're living 87?
Well, that's my – I'm making a point, though. 85 to 80, right? 78 to 83.
If I told you right now you're only living to 58, you're not giving five away.
I would, yeah.
That's absolute blasphemy.
Live life to the fullest. I'm not going to give up on all that fun on the golf course.
Get the ticket text. You're a disgrace. 248-539-9797. Your ticket text 97136. And look, if you want to attack me, go ahead. I would never have a drink again in order to just continue to have red meat. Can't live without it. You think Drummond's crazy? I kind of do. Like one beer a day or red meat, I take the red meat. Take something else away. Like I'd ride a horse and buggy to work. Take my vehicle. I don't even care.
I think a lot of athletes try these certain diets. Like with the one with Gronkowski you always heard that was... And I think Brady gave that to him.
He drinks water in between.
He's allowed to drink, but for every drink that he has to then drink three glasses of water.
Yeah, but doesn't Brady also believe that the bubbles in the water that he drinks, like, insulates his brain from concussions? Okay, or was that Russell Wilson? I think that was Russell Wilson.
I know,
Brady also is peddling $100 Magic Sleepy Time shorts with a TB12 logo on it. I'd be careful using Tom Brady as some kind of dietitian here.
I don't know, man. Ageless wonder.
248-539-9797. We'll get some of the calls in the mix. Also, 5:30. Yesterday, we covered the five teams that are guaranteed to win more games in the NFL than last year. This year, we hit the five that are guaranteed to not. The Bill Barnwell two-part series. We'll do that at 5:30. Mike, I feel like I'm forgetting something. I did the podcast thing. I wanted to be able to tell people to subscribe to the second one, but this company doesn't have their stuff together.
No, I just want some more support for liquor out there. That's what I want. Seeing the texts that people are saying, oh, I have to keep red meat. Come on.
Roberto, you see, the kid has one sponsor who's liquor, and it's a disaster. My God.
You can't give up Mike. Give up all those drinks, Mike, and all that fun.
Love our people at Copper Craft, love our people at Tito's. I'm just telling you. You draw a hard line in the sand when you ask me that I can never have red meat again.
Oh, no. It'd be extremely tough.
No, you know what? You answered it like a 26-year-old. Yes. I answered it like a 38-year-old. Unless you're Roberto, where you still act like you're 26.
Yeah, you and Roberto are the same age, and he answered it differently.
Who's aged better? Think that one over.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.